when Jesus died for us on the cross, he didn't die just to enable you to believe and go to heaven when you die. He died so that you could be set free from the bondage of yourself. Now that could be a revelation to some of you right there. He died not just that you might have the freedom of forgiveness of sin, but from yourself. That negative, critical, judgmental, anxious, Adamic self. The self that is full of dread, negativity and panic. He died so that you might experience full redemption of your body, mind and spirit. So that you could enjoy partnering with him as you learn what it means to be a new creation in the Christ. That's what it means when he talks about being a new creation. He means to be free in the true sense of the word. That's why he never speaks to the old person, but to the new, to who you're becoming, not who you were. It's why you often don't understand what he's saying, because you're hearing with your old ears and seeing with your old lenses, and you don't recognise yourself when he speaks. You can only perceive and know his plan for you when you cross over into the territory that's yours, your land of promises in him, and begin to take the ground. It's called life in the spirit, and it's always about territory, and specifically your inner territory. If you're still living in your soul, your mind and emotions, you'll be constantly pulled down, constantly tossed around. Circumstances will govern whether you're happy or not, because everything depends on what happens, up and down, all the time, no real peace or stability. If, however, you are beginning to dip your toe into the water of life, you find that life in the spirit is all about your will, not about your feelings. Major track change here for some, cause of stumbling for others. You know the old saying, pleasure is physical, happiness depends on what happens, and joy is a choice. That's why I keep going on about you making choices, good ones. Because what you choose really will determine your destiny. Attitudes determine altitude, choices determine destiny. God's got a destiny and a purpose for you far above that which you could ask or think, but he's not meeting you on the ground of your soul, on what you feel. He meets you where he's always met you, in your spirit. God is spirit. If you are unaccustomed to living life from the inmost part of your being, your spirit man, allow me to introduce you to a new place to live from, the place where you are in Christ, who is in the Father, which makes you insulated twice over from what is happening around you, your spirit. From there, you can live above your circumstances because that's where he's placed you. Have a look in Ephesians sometime. Life in the spirit is about displacement. So we're going to start with redeeming our thinking. And we're going to have another thought, not one that Satan put there, but another thought to displace that negative one that you live with. We're going to have some instead of moments. We're going to look at them tomorrow. Stick with the program, beloved. See you then.